This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The drama has taken a turn in the studio. Callis is now going to run to his van. You've heard about the van. Everyone's heard about the van. He's running down to his van to get the USB cord. So that we can watch the Masters.
HDMI.
Why aren't you going to your van?
Guess what? Now.
Yeah.
Why?
Never mind.
Are you thinking that it's becoming more difficult than it needs to be?
I think life is becoming more difficult than it needs to be every day.
For you?
Yes.
Do you want to let it out? You can just let it all out right now.
Yes.
If you want to.
Is Doran like the parent in this?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've noticed something lately about our good guy. Dickerson over here. And it's that in the 9 o'clock hour, I think you've been kind of tired of us of late.
That's why he loves Thursdays, because his good old buddy's here. Yeah.
I think Thursday has saved the show in our relationship. I think Thursday breaks the week up enough that by Friday, it's kind of like starting over on a Monday again, and we're ready to rock. Yeah. Plus, it's a Friday, so everyone's in a good mood. But by Wednesday, about 9:50, I think Doran's like, I can't.
Yeah.
Look at these guys anymore.
Yeah, I got to go decompress.
Mm-hmm. I need that too. And then my wife's like, hey, let's talk about your work day. And I say, no.
No.
I got nothing to say. Fan Hotline, if you'd like to join this lovely bunch, is presented by Sullivan Super Service. 412-928-9370. Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So a lot happened at Big Night At, right? You had Jelly Roll. And you had Wiz, and you had Snoop Dogg, and you had Shane Gillis, and you had a who's who, a cavalcade of stars. The guy that you didn't have was Aaron Rodgers. And I had thought for a long time, at least it would be done by Big Night At. And even that felt like forever, because we're talking about early March when this all started to go down. And here we are now on April 10th, nothing. And I'm just wondering, guys, like, when the hell is this going to happen? Do we think it's going to happen before the draft? It would make a lot of sense if it happened before the draft. You'd like to know where you stand at the most important position in sports.
I mean, I think it needs to happen before the draft so the Steelers can, and I don't know if it alters their plans, but I mean, they have plans to of what they want to draft and what they kind of see trumps one or the other. So I would want to get it done before the draft. I'd give a deadline before the draft if I was the Steelers, because that could be like, all right, we think Jackson Dart, we're going to draft a quarterback regardless, but we think Jackson Dart's the more ready guy, so we're going to take Jackson Dart instead of Shedeur Sanders if they're both there, so we can have a guy that, just in case Mason Rudolph does go in and stink it up, that he can go in, we feel comfortable. Oh, if we're going to sign Aaron Rodgers, we're still willing to draft a quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, that needs a year to sit back and watch. Like, if they are in the quarterback realm of drafting. So that's why I would push it to get done soon,
yeah,
so we can actually nail down our plans.
It's been, what, 4 weeks now?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. It's been about a month.
Yeah, I'm going to look
at it. Yeah, it has to be by the draft, right? I just, if it's beyond that, I think you have to start making some decisions. You got to pull the lure out of the water and start moving on.
And if I'm Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers are sending me this message, like, hey, man, do you want to play football this year? Because we're your only chance.
Seriously.
Like,
he's got nowhere else to go.
Yeah, he has nowhere else to go. So it's like, all right, we're going to draft a quarterback and you're going to want to sign after the draft and we're going to be like, no. And then you're going to be sitting out this year or at least until somebody gets hurt. Do you want to do that? That's the message I'd send. Like, you better get it done or you're just going to be sitting around watching.
Yeah, you can wait, and they have waited, but there does need to be a line in the sand. And it has been exactly a month. The legal tampering period began on March 10th, and here we are on April 10th. And so let's go, A-Rod. Like, let's make this happen one way or the other. Retire if you want to, but let's have a decision. Let's have an idea what's going on.
Why is he throwing with DK if he's going to retire?
That's right. The other thing.
And what do you guys think the response would have been in arena last night if he announced he was coming to Pittsburgh?
That would have erupted.
I think with that crowd, it would have been positive.
I agree.
Erupted.
I agree.
I'm not sure that overall Steelers Nation feels that way, but those 12,000 people, they'd have gone bonkers,
yeah.
I think.
I think there's a segment of Steelers fans that want to move on and go through some of the hard times you got to go through with a rookie and rebuild. But if you just peel this back and say we want to win in 2025, there's no other option than Aaron Rodgers. None. There's none better, I should say.
I agree with that.
So there's kind of two ways to look at it. And I think that probably is how the populace splits up with regard to their opinion on him.
We have texters coming in by the dozen saying, why does everyone think Sanders is going to be there at 21? Well, Adam Schefter said there's a couple of teams that make a ton of sense for Shador Sanders. The Saints and the Steelers were the two. He doesn't make stuff up out of thin air. Now, it doesn't mean he ain't been wrong. But then you start looking at all these mock drafts, and it doesn't mean the mock drafts aren't wrong. You know, a lot of people thought the Steelers were going to take Malik Willis a couple of years ago, and they took Kenny Pickett. But there is a reason why now the collective groupthink has shifted to one of these quarterbacks at the very least being there at 21. It's because there's a possibility. And the Browns, it appears, aren't going to take one at 2. And the Giants, it appears, aren't going to take one at 3. Doesn't mean they can't trade back up into this thing and get one before the Steelers. But it seems like the groupthink right now is, if those teams don't pick him, there could be a tumble for at least one of these guys.
I just look at how the draft board is set up and the needs of each team and how far of a stretch some of these teams want to go, and some of these teams don't need to go that way. So if the trend is through the draft, like, hey, we're fine with what we have. Hey, we're the New York Giants. We're fine with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. Hey, we're the Saints. We're fine with Derek Carr, I guess, and the backup, whatever his, I forget his name.
Spencer Rattler.
We're fine with Justin Fields if we're the Jets. Hey, most teams value Jackson Dart over, I'm not saying that, but what if most teams value Jackson Dart over Shador? Say Jackson Dart's the second quarterback. I mean, there's not that much room left until you get to 21 of teams that don't need quarterbacks and won't draft one.
All the teams that are quarterback needy did things this offseason to guard against it.
Except for the Steelers. Steelers are the only one that need one right now.
Yeah, Tennessee, but they're going to take Cam Ward, so they don't apply to the conversation. I want to get your scouting report on Shador Sanders, Pat. And, Doran, I'm happy you brought this up before the show because I'm an idiot and probably would not have brought this up. But the whole thing with Shador that everyone's latched onto now is that he's patting the ball. How big of a deal is that?
You want that right now or next segment?
I did kind of half-heartedly jump into that, didn't I? First, let's get a Callus update. Callus, you've connected 15 cords to this TV. What's the deal here?
So now we just have to test Pat's tablet to see if it'll work on the screen. But everything's plugged in as it should be from what I know.
So, creature of habit, Doran's going to get up, walk to the kitchenette, and just go right through that cord. You know it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know it's going to happen. Callus, you have any caution tape?
You could unplug the cord and then just plug it back in.
Oh, jeez. You know what's really
going to
be funny?
That would require a lot of work. I think
imagine shapes.
I think caution.
The shape blocks, you put them like circle goes into circle.
We know how to plug in HDMI cords.
It's like Mission Impossible with all the red lines, right? You got to dance around.
Yeah.
The real funny part of this is going to be when Starkey walks up in here and Callus has to come in here and undo all of it.
And holy TK bird milk.
Get out of here.
TK comes in. Hey, boys, what do you guys got going boys, on, boys? Jeez, boys, what do you got?
Can you leave the Masters on for us, boys?
Yeah, leave it on for us, boys.
Does TK watch golf, do you think? I know he plays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You think Indianapolis will take quarterback?
No, they just signed. Man.
Signed who?
Daniel Jones, $14 million. 1 year, $14 million. So I think Daniel Jones will be the starter and Anthony Richardson will be the backup and they'll play that game again.
I think they're going to give it one more year. Yeah. One more year with him.
Yep.
Now you could always draft one of these guys, stash him. And
you know who I could see drafting a quarterback?
L.A.
Miami.
For Tua?
Dude, he doesn't play.
Texter, what do you mean?
$250 million.
A texter writes in, what do you mean they didn't guard against it? They got Mason Rudolph.
I'm going to say right now, Dart goes ahead of Sanders.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think so, too. That's why I think that he'll be there.
That's exactly why there's the discussion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly why I think that Sanders will be there. He is going to fall. And it's not like, you know, every team is, you know, some teams are in love with his process as a football player, but some teams aren't in love with his process as a football player and his baggage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a real thing. I think the Steelers don't care about the baggage. I think that they know that Deion would honor them, and I think he's a real option, and they value him at quarterback. And if he's there, I think that they take him.
You think they take him over Hampton?
Yes.
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 Yes. I would take him over Hampton.
Me three.
At 21. I would, and I'm not a Sanders guy, but I'd take him as a prospect, as a quarterback, over a running back.
I'm not taking Sanders because of – I don't think there's going to be a huge Deion deal, like you've been saying, mm-hmm. Doran. You've sold me on this. Like, Deion's going to respect Mike Tomlin too much to be causing problems. But I think, in turn, he would not be a guy that you'd give up on in 2 years. Like, if Shedeur Sanders gets drafted – he will be here for 4 years, and they're going to try to make it work. And I just don't know if he will, and thus I wouldn't take him. But let's get Pat's scouting report on Shedeur Sanders when we come back. Shedeur is in town. He could very well be listening to this radio show. He might be working out at the facility right now. We'll get into Shedeur when we come back. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Company. Text us 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Someone writes on the text line, Callis is the best. Dude sounds almost confused while doing his own headlines. That's why he's the best, my man. I would agree with that sentiment. I would also like to report to the world through the magic of the Odyssey app that Nicholas Harry Callis has figured it out. And we will be watching the Masters at 8:45 in studio. He got all kind of chords going all kind of different places. Doran would have to risk life and limb to get out of the studio, but Doran willing to make the sacrifice.
It's okay. He's had his 17th Uncrustable this morning.
That's right.
It's literally my first.
How many will you have per day?
Two. It's my first one. Why do you guys think that I had multiple?
What were you eating earlier?
A banana.
Oh.
You have another banana.
I have another banana.
He always does it. He doubles up on the banana, doubles up on the Uncrustables.
Yeah, I need one per hour.
I had a power bar this
deal
morning.
Deal with you.
Ready to rock.
What'd you say?
He needs one per hour to deal with you.
Right. Energy.
Focus.
Yes.
What kind are we working with over there? Grape or strawberry?
Grape. It's usually strawberry. But
strawberry is so much better.
Strawberry clears. 100%. Yeah. Grape is good. Concord. But the strawberry is top of the hill.
Concord.
It's Concord grape.
Yeah. Because grape is great. Concord.
You know what I'm talking about.
I think it's just a juice.
No.
It's a grape.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Type of grape.
Yeah, it's like a type of grape for juice.
And jelly.
You think they use them in the jellies and jams, too?
Yes.
I have Concord grape in my fridge right now.
Serious, Clark?
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Can we get this thing on the rails?
No.
Correct. All right, so Shedeur Sanders at the Steelers facility today, and everyone was making a big deal at his pro day about him tapping the football. Well, we've got our guy in here.
Yeah.
We've got Pat Bostic.
I was a tapper.
Were you?
Yeah, and I had a slow release later in my career, and it was not great. Because
you also had a wind-up, though.
Yeah, because I hurt my shoulder and elbow in high school. Not like I'm making excuses or anything, but that's what it was.
What star were you?
Four.
Yeah, you were a four.
Yeah, I had a much quicker release my junior year, and then I went crazy and just focused on football and messed my arm up and then had to compensate for it. But
you were throwing too much?
Oh, yeah. Way too much.
You play baseball?
No, just burnout. Just too much.
Really?
Yeah. Just over and over and over
again. That's why PSA, parents out there, don't specialize your kids in sports too early. It'll become a job when it needs to be.
You got to find out what you love, too.
I would also say this.
Like crew.
Padding the football, if you're playing against a zone defense, is a huge tell. For any D-back. And he pats it right before he throws it.
Why zone? Just because all the eyes are on you?
Yeah, if you play man-to-man, you're locked on your guy. Particularly if you're, you know, press technique. Zone, against really good players, corners, safeties, nickel players, they're reading your eyes and they're watching, looking for any tell they can find that ball's coming out. Now, Shadur's got a very quick release. He's incredibly accurate. He's got a strong arm. You could make up for that. It's not fatal. But it isn't ideal, is what I would say about patting the ball before you throw it.
I kind of like liken it to, like, you know, whenever you get into your golfer stance and you have like that tick. I feel like it's just a tick. I don't know if it's necessarily. I mean, it's a timing thing, and it's like, all right, I'm gonna pat and then get it out. Like, it's just like a rhythm type base. You know, like you get in your golfer stance, and you do like a wiggle, yeah. Or you like move your hands, or you just kind of go back a little bit just to feel that. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's what he is dealing with. To me, it's not a big deal.
Can you get it out?
Can you get it out is the question.
Yeah, you can get it out. It just takes thousands of reps.
At this level.
I think it takes thousands of reps. Again, I don't think it's a fatal flaw. I see what you're saying. It's a routine thing for mm-hmm. him. The difference between golf and football is, like, there's not someone that's trying to knock the ball off the tee.
True.
In golf. Like in football, you give a DB an extra half second. That could be the difference between a completion and a PBU, or a PBU and a pick. So, like, it's not a fatal flaw, but it's not what you would teach either.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at with it. Among the issues he has, that would not be at the top of the list.
What's
me.
Top?
I have concern when you play the way he played in college and were under as much duress as he was in college, it has to affect you as a quarterback and how you play. Like I wonder how his time clock is, like how quick he'll be to get out of there. And I don't think he's that athletic, right? He's not an elite athlete.
No.
Speed-wise. Like, he's not Jaden Daniels.
Which is crazy to me. And I was going to tweet this last night that Deion's two sons are slow. That aren't fast. Like, neither is the brother is not fast. But go ahead, Pat, sorry. It's amazing to me that Deion Sanders' sons aren't that athletic.
Yeah, I think Deion's joked at times that he, you know, gets it from his mom,
yeah.
Which is crazy to me. But like
that
he's
is nuts.
He's
nuts.
Not the athlete that Jackson Dart is. He's not. Like, Jackson Dart's a really good athlete. He's some of the comps are Jalen Hurts, which is like, crazy to me. But that when you play that way and you're able to extend plays the way he did in college out of necessity, and you come, let's say he comes to Pittsburgh in a situation where there's going to be some pressure, how, when you need him to play on platform and play from the pocket, how quick is his fight or flight
mm-hmm.
to get out of there? And I just think he's developed some bad habits playing the way he's played. Now, it's also led to some of the highlights too, which are what people are tantalized with. But it equally, the lowlights are a byproduct of that same instinct. So that's what concerns me the most about him, is the scar tissue. Not physical scar tissue, but emotional, mental, and then almost like psychological fight or flight type stuff.
How much are, and his offensive lines weren't good. I mean, that's been documented. You just watch the games, you know. How are sacks more of a quarterback stat in your mind, or an offensive line stat?
I think ultimately there are, I was taught that a quarterback is the last line of protection. Hmm. So you have the ability to get the ball out. Sack saver, get rid of it. But there are sacks that are just purely offensive line sacks. But I would probably lean towards more like 60-40 on the quarterback.
That's a concern a lot of people have with him.
Ultimately. Like Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. There's no coincidence between their time to get the ball out, when they're able to get it out, and the fact that they were the most sacked quarterbacks in the NFL 2 years in a row.
Is that just because you want to make a play, because you're holding on to it, or is it just the fact that it's a part of your makeup to just hold on to the ball? I don't know. Like, is there a thought that goes into that of why quarterbacks hold on to the ball?
A combination of both, I think. I think it's a combination of both. For a guy like Fields, I think it's making a play, but it also is, you have to be in their head and really talk to them about why they're holding on to it. But to me, the first thing I go to is, are they seeing it? Can they anticipate throws? If they need to see it open, they're going to hold the ball longer. But if they understand that it's three deep and we're running a curl flat concept and I feel the energy of the flat area defender and I'm able to throw the ball off his back ear to the curl route and the ball's out before my receiver's at the top of his break, you're not going to hold the ball longer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have to see that flat area defender literally clear where the curl's going to end up, and you're not anticipating that, you're going to hold the ball up.
Hmm.
And then you're going to have to then progress to the next read because the curl defender's going to get there because you're too late, and then you're holding the ball longer. And then you can run around and make plays and erase it in college maybe. But in the NFL, you've got T.J. Watt breathing down your neck.
Do you, as a quarterback, like, do you think more about the concepts of the routes and the timing of the routes and your footwork and how you need to get the ball out? Or do you think more of, I know this type of receiver and how he runs the routes?
It all fits in. So it's like, it starts conceptually, play design-wise. And then, ultimately, the coordinator's calling plays to get players the ball in the way that they are most fit to get the ball. So guys that run good post routes are going to run post routes. guys that run, you know, are better in short area screens and that nature are going to run those types of routes. You may tendency break here and there. But if I know schematically that I've got a split end, a backside receiver, and I'm getting three deep coverage, and I know that's where I'm going with it, first of all, I'm not going to look there right away. But I know then I'm going to, okay, we've thrown that route a million times. I know what his angle is going to be. I understand his gait, his speed. This is how I'm going to throw it. Or if I have a go route and I've got a 6'5 guy versus a 5'10 guy, I may know that, okay, I may underthrow this a little bit for the 6'5 guy because it's a jump ball. And at worst, we're probably getting a PI or it's incomplete. Whereas a 5'10 guy, I really got to judge the relationship of the route. And I may have to throw this a little bit earlier because I don't have the strongest arm in the world to get it out there so he can run it down. So all that has to go through your head in real time. And then, shoot, they may spin it too deep when the ball snapped. And you're like, okay, now I got to work frontside. So that's what being able to process that and then anticipate and feel, that's the level, you know, that's why it's so hard to predict if these guys are going to be able to play in that league. Because in college, the hashes are wider, and it's harder to disguise coverages because there's more ground to cover. In the pros, you're almost always in the middle of the field. So there's not this like disparity between being on the hash versus being in the middle. And then you've got better players that are smarter, that are faster, that can go from literally being in the box to covering a deep half. Right? Like, oh man, it's three deep. You know, it's one-on-one out there, and all of a sudden you've got Minka flying to the deep half.
Do you see what you've done to Pat?
You
got him all giddy about football. Yeah. Nice bit on today's show might be when we can watch this thing at 8:45, just get Pat to talk so that we can watch the Masters that he can't and just see him stew over there. This guy came in, he's more excited about the Masters.
This is my bread and butter.
I know.
This is my bread and butter. Well, and I know this having not been able to play it at the highest level. And I have an appreciation for the guys that played at the highest level at the quarterback position. Like Thorne obviously played at the highest level at the tight end position, which requires a lot. At the quarterback position, there's just a whole other level of crap going on between your ears and then you've got to be able to see it. And then you've got to be able to the neurons got to fly to the body and you got to react.
And do it.
And if you've got any flinch in you, because you've been getting whacked at Colorado and you think you can run around like crazy because you did in college, and then you got Myles Garrett and probably Abdul Carter coming after you, you're either going to sink or you're going to swim.
People are raving about this breakdown. I think it's almost a guarantee the Steelers take a quarterback in this draft. Where, though, is the question? Tyler Shook's been here. Jackson Dart's been here. Shedeur Sanders is here today. Kyle McCord is going to be in next week. We'll get into some of those other guys. And then at the end of the hour, we got a Masters-themed quiz callus. We always look forward to that segment. This is going to be a special one. All right, we got to squeeze this in because we are quizzing Callus to round out the hour here. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Who you got winning the Masters? Did you guys give predictions? I mean, we kind of narrowed it down to a group.
I got Scottie Scheffler to win. It's hard to go back-to-back in three and, what, 4 or 5 years.
That's who I got too, man.
But my dark horse is Xander Schauffele.
I like that.
Yes. Yes. I also would throw one honorable mention to win. Rory McIlroy. I think it's time.
Want to see Rory win. Think Scottie will be in contention and likely have a chance to win. Dark horse, Russell Henley and Sahith Theegala.
I am going with Scotty because we just saw a Final Four with 4-1 seeds, and it was in Crinkulent. The games were outstanding. Oh, the finish, outstanding. Maybe not that great, but
they were outstanding.
Outstanding, Pathew. Outstanding. Pitt turning into Iowa State, by the way, which they've gone down that well before. It has worked out quite nice for them with one Blake Hinson. So why not keep pulling at that thread? Yeah, I'm going to go with Scotty.
Because that's the only guy you know?
No, I just think...
Can you name five golfers?
Yes, I can name five golfers.
You can name five current golfers?
Yeah. Sahith.
What's his last name?
Theegala.
Scotty?
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Rory McIlroy.
There's three.
Justin Thomas. Hideki Matsuyama.
There you go. Good job.
I was trying to find like the comedic notes to find the weird names, but then I started psyching myself out and I didn't want to.
Do you know Tiger Woods' real name?
Eldrick. Yes. Get the hell out of here.
That's a tough one.
Do I know Tiger Woods' real name? My daughter had a big problem yesterday. Her uncle's name is RJ, but his name is Raymond. And I was explaining this
Raymond
to her.
Raymond James.
Raymond Lee Mahalko Jr. And his social security. No. my daughter was totally confused by the concept.
Yeah. Juniors.
Yeah. Totally confused by the whole thing. But I digress. What do we think about Kyle McCord? He's coming next week. I mean, the Steelers are going to take a mid-round flyer at least. Whether it's Will Howard or Kyle McCord or maybe a little earlier in Tyler Shook because he's flying up draft boards. Everyone loves his tape. Do we like Kyle McCord? I mean, you said earlier you do. Obviously, the Pitt game sticks out in a lot of people's minds locally. Does it stick out too much in your mind, Pat? Like, did that ruin Kyle McCord for you?
I mean, people have bad games. Peyton Manning, I think, threw, what, 5-6 picks in a game at one point. You know, I think he's really talented. I think arm talent wise, he's as good as he's definitely top five in the draft. He's athletic. I admire his ability to create and then go to leave Ohio State tough circumstances and go to Syracuse and revive his career like that.
And
that
revive them.
To me is admirable. Yeah, I wouldn't hate it, but that game, I mean, I saw it. I mean, few of them. We're like, right to him.
Yeah.
But he was under some pressure in that game.
He bounced back, I believe, literally the next game.
Mm-hmm.
He did. And again, yeah. I admire that. Yeah. I think McCord and Shuck, I saw both in person. Both are worthy of you know, that upper middle round, like day two pick. If not for the injury history of Shuck and availability, I'd lean that way pretty heavily. Upside wise, that dude has it all.
I'm seeing him mocked now in the second round a
that
lot.
That dude has it all, but I have serious concerns about durability. Which, I mean, even in the second round, I mean, there's an expected return there.
Sure.
And the greatest ability is availability. So we'll see.
All right, enough quarterback. It's Masters time.
Oh.
We're going to be able to watch it live here in studio thanks to the powers of Nicholas Harry Callis in 2 minutes. And his reward is perhaps he looks like a buffoon in front of thousands upon thousands as we quiz Callis coming up next. But I have faith that he's going to nail this one. And he's generally, with just being fair, he's going over on our number we're setting.
Yeah.
He has been going over.
Yeah, he has. He's gotten better.
So
Stud.
We're quizzing Callis next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. That music means it's time to quiz Callis. Harry, is this something you look forward to every week, or you do not?
Not even a little bit.
All right, very good.
Not even a little bit.
All right, Doran has come up with the category. Doran, if you will.
So with the Masters starting in about 5 minutes, we are going to go with famous golfers' names. They could be fictional characters or real golfers, but they're all famous. I either tell you the last name of the golfer and you tell me the first name of the golfer, or I say the first name of the golfer and you complete it with the last name of the golfer. You get the gist here, Callis.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many you got?
I have 10.
All right.
10 famous golfers in golf history. Yes?
I'm going 5.5.
Okay. Bostic.
4.5.
Yeah, 3.5.
We're going 3.5?
Well, four.
Nice round number.
4.25.
Yeah. All right, very good.
Round it. Round it up. Round it down. All right, you ready, Callis?
Mm-hmm.
Tiger.
Woods.
Bang. There's one.
Thank God.
Arnold.
Palmer.
Let's go!
There's two. Good job, Callis. You're on your way. Last name I'm going to start with. Nicholas.
Jack?
Oh, Callis.
Yes!
Callis. All right. Number four, Scheffler.
Scotty.
Okay.
Dude, he has hit the number.
Dude, he has hit the number.
Dude,
he has to go over. He has to go over. Number five, DeChambeau.
Frank?
Frank DeChambeau.
Now on the tee, Frank DeChambeau. DeChambeau.
Sounds like it'll be, I don't know.
Distant relative of Bryson DeChambeau.
Bryson DeChambeau. Okay. Is the name?
Frank.
That's so good. I love him taking, I love the get. We've prodded you for weeks. Like, if you don't know,
yeah, just
take
guess,
a guess.
Man.
I love that.
All right, number six. Last name to start. Daly.
Oh. Cornelius. Oh.
Carson? No, Carson.
Carson Daly.
MTV. Trevor, former Penguins defenseman.
Take one more.
Chuck.
Jackson?
Jackson Daly. No, you are incorrect.
You got the first letter right.
He's right on the line.
John Daly is the golfer's name. You guys are, never mind.
Frank.
Number seven, last name to start, Mickelson.
Phil.
Hey! There we go. You went over. You went over. All right. First name, Rory.
McIlroy.
Okay.
McIlroy.
Good job, Callis. Number nine, last name to start, McGavin.
McGavin. Jonathan.
Take one more shot.
Pointy guns. What are you doing?
He's shooting.
Shwami McGowan.
Shwami. Samsonite. Samsonite.
I was way off.
Shooter McGavin.
Oh.
From Happy Gilmore.
Shooter.
Would you believe it if I said I've never seen that movie?
Yes, I would believe it. Number 10.
You watch it in your
Happy.
Van.
Gilmore, yeah. Okay. I know the title of the movie.
Good job, Kaus. Pretty good. I'm actually impressed.
Kid's getting better. Kid is getting better.
Good job.
Not only can he wire up TVs, he can guess golfers' names and run for local government.
Frank DeChambeau is an all-timer,
Frank.
Though. That was.
What about Carson Daly?
You know what? You know what?
Carson Daly.
Do you know who Carson Daly is? Was?
Yeah, he's a TV personality. He hosts a bunch of shows. He also does stuff with Odyssey on the music stations on the app.
You guys miss MTV? Total Request Live. I loved that.
I loved it back in the day, but I don't think there's a need for it anymore.
You know what I did is I killed Carson Daly. I said, do you know who he is? Was. Why did I think Carson Daly
you
had
do
left
that a
us?
Lot.
He's relatively young.
He's 51 years old.
You do that a lot. Years old.
Mm-hmm.
Years old.
He's 51 years old.
You do that a lot.
I don't know who's living and who's dead. And really, it doesn't matter.
You're thinking of like Casey Kasem because he's dead.
You know what? I think I was thinking Casey Kasem. He's gone?
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.